Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. Our guest today is Dr. Brianna Lutz, naturopathic doctor. Before the break, we talked about different adaptogens and that there are some herbs that are very specific to being antivirals. Doctor, you had mentioned that licorice is one. There's also another one on your list.
So while licorice is an antiviral, we talked about it in the context of being an immune adaptogen, immunomodulator, immune tonic, also a lung tonic, but is one of those herbs that is a true antiviral. And what I mean is that it's actually working on the mechanisms of, say, viral replication, or preventing it from invading our cells and using our cellular machinery, as opposed to other touted antiviral herbs that are simply stimulating the immune system, and the immune system is having an antiviral effect. So another true antiviral herb is andrographis. This is one of the main herbs in our Vireffect formulation with other antiviral herbs as well. Andrographis is touted as a king bitter in Chinese medicine, so it is a very bitter herb. I talk about my relationship with andrographis as being like cuddling a cactus. Very bitter, but very, very effective as an antiviral.
So Deep Immune, the product from St. Francis, is very preventative, very proactive. I mean, we can do most everything right, but sometimes we can still get that tickle in the throat. We can still sense that something's trying to get hold. What do we do in that situation? There are some enemies to good health.
So enemies of good health. So from a lifestyle perspective, there are things that we can do from, you know, a preventative or proactive approach. And so stress obviously is one thing that we had mentioned previously with immune adaptogens and how adaptogens work on cortisol, or one of our main stress hormones. And remembering that stress is just any deviation away from normal or that homeostasis or balance within our system. Kind of classically, people who have issues associated with infection in relationship to stress. So students, where they're studying and they're working from deadline to deadline, and then they write their last exam and they're all excited for, you know, Christmas vacation, and then the next day they get sick. So that's this huge indication of how cortisol is impacting their immune health, where Deep Immune is such a beneficial product. Sleep, I'd say, is one of the biggest priorities for me when it's coming to immune health. The reason being is that deep restorative sleep and the different phases associated with that are responsible for repair. It's responsible for production and differentiation of some of our different immune cells. And also in our proper sleep, we're creating melatonin. And melatonin is hugely advantageous for the immune system. We know it's antioxidant, we know it's anti-inflammatory, but we're seeing people with chronic sleep disruption or decreased melatonin production. Nurses, firefighters, people who shift work, they have a higher susceptibility to immune-related diseases like cancer. So melatonin, absolutely crucial when it comes to prevention and supporting the immune system. Also studied in certain immune-related conditions like endometriosis or even like chronic pain syndrome. So we're learning more and more about melatonin.
Diet too.
Yeah, diet too. Yeah. Not just about what you ingest, it's about what you absorb as well. So if you have impaired digestion, inflammatory bowel disease, anything where you're not actually properly breaking down or extracting those nutrients, we can see nutrient deficiencies for a number of different nutrients. Protein, I'd say, is also really crucial when it comes to the immune system. And a lot of people are actually quite protein deficient. That foods to look at when we're, say, there's that tickle in the back of our throat or we are sick. A couple of the major suppressants of the immune system, or that can make symptoms worse. So refined sugar can wreak havoc with the immune system or impair its reaction and our strength to the infection, as well as dairy is quite mucogenic. And inflammatory, that it can actually make mucus worse. So if you're congested in the chest and the sinuses, then I would recommend dairy elimination while you're sick.
So those are all things we can do to help ourselves stay healthy. But then there's the microbes that want to attack the body and kind of wreak havoc. So then we have bacteria and viruses that are attacking us. What can we do to react to that? So Deep Immune, the St. Francis product, is very preventative, proactive, but what is something reactive we can do?
So when we get that first indication of being sick, that little tickle in the back of the throat, or whatever that telltale sign is for you, I typically recommend Echinacea. So Echinacea is a combination of echinacea and golden seal and other antimicrobial herbs. And echinacea, or the echinacea that we use, is a proprietary blend. It's of two species, so Echinacea purpurea and Echinacea angustifolia. And this proprietary blend is actually making the echinacea more effective because the extractions from the angustifolia, so from the root and the flowering top, the alkamides, or one of the medicinal compounds in the angustifolia, is actually keeping around the medicinal constituents in the purpurea longer. So they have a greater medicinal effect. The effects last longer, so you get better symptom reduction as well as the duration of cold and flu in that infection as well. Echinacea 2 plus, you'll probably see a sticker on a lot of our products where a lot of our cold and flu or reactive products actually have this dual species of echinacea in it, so you get that amplified response. Now, the echinacea, I like having that addition of golden seal. Again, a very good immune stimulant that's going to help to amplify the immune system response. Now, classically, with that like upper respiratory tract infection, that little tickle in the back of the throat, I love talking about tissue specificity. So the antimicrobials that are in the echinacea, such as Baptisia or myrrh or the golden seal or hydrastis themselves, are very specific to the upper respiratory tract. Again, so it's driving that immune stimulation and driving the immune response to the area that actually needs it.
Can a person get so specific as to say, I want to work on my sinuses, or I just want to work on my lungs and bronchial, depending on where they're feeling the most distress?
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, I'm a proponent of tissue specificity. So the echinacea is definitely when giving your that bump to the immune system, so stimulating it to the point where that might actually resolve the infection or like nip it in the bud. If the infection is progressing and people know that there is more of a tissue susceptibility, like, you know, anytime I get sick, it goes to my sinuses, or anytime I get sick, it goes to my lungs. We can switch up the product again from the tissue specificity standpoint. So, sign effect is indicated for those whose infection goes to the sinuses. So, there might be like pain or pressure, like underneath or above the eyebrows, different colored mucus associated with that. And so, the eyebright in sign effect of the euphrasia, I think, is the secret sauce that actually looks to drive that tissue specificity, antimicrobial action, and immune stimulation to the sinuses where it needs it. If it's traveling to somebody's lungs, or that's more of like their weak point when it comes to their immune system, RespireFect is a lovely option. And this is, again, antimicrobials that are more tissue specific to the lungs, but then it also has herbs that have unique actions for symptoms associated with that area, such as antitussive, meaning it calms that spasmodic cough, but expectorants that'll help you actually to eliminate or have a more productive cough to resolve the infection. There is also ViroFect as well, which I had mentioned previously, a bit more specific to viral infections because of that Andrographis and some of the other antiviral herbs. Symptomatically, this might be more fevery, more body aches, more chills or sweats. Again, we can't necessarily categorically say, is this bacterial, viral, just based on symptoms? But more often than not, I find with those types of symptoms, the ViroFect to be really quite useful.
Not all bacteria is harmful either, doctor, is it?
No. So we have part of our innate immune system, different bacteria on on and in our bodies that work as a protective mechanism with our immune system. Even there's what we call pathogenic or bad bacteria naturally occurring, say on the skin or in the digestive tract. But again, it's if it's unchecked that it becomes an issue, or if there's immune suppression that there's an issue with these infections. The good bacteria in our gut or on our different mucous membranes are very interactive with our immune system. And in the gut, we call this the GALT and the MALT. But the GALT is the gut-associated lymphoid or lymphatic tissue. And then the MALT is the mucosa-associated lymphoid or lymphatic tissue. So the bacteria will interact with this tissue and can tell our immune system what to do or look to build a robust immune system. This is how the gut actually communicates to our respiratory passages as well. We call it the gut-lung axis, where the bacteria that's in our gut is communicating with the immune system. But this is also how a lot of immune herbs will interact or communicate with the immune system. So they'll not only interact with the GALT and the MALT, but these different herbs or even specific nutrients in our food, like various polysaccharides or fibers, will interact with the bacteria, and then as a benefit, we'll look to support a more robust or strong immune system.
So compared to an over-the-counter that someone would take, these products are actually going to the root and the source of the problem, as opposed to just dealing with the symptoms to give relief.
Yeah, they're going at naturopathic medicine or herbal medicine. We're going at that root and looking to not only offer symptomatic support, but like you said, go after the cause of what's actually occurring.
So doctor, in summary of our show, what would you recommend to our listeners?
So in summary, because I know there is a lot of information here, I think my biggest takeaway is people really understanding or feeling empowered when it comes to the innate immune system. Because this is our more preventative approach, this is our more general approach for a strong immune system, is that whether, like, what type of infection is thrown at us, that we can feel confident in our immune system to be able to deal with the infection appropriately.
Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. It's a real pleasure having you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Our guest today has been naturopathic Dr. Brianna Lutz. And visit The Healthy Habit and ask about immune support, whether to prevent or respond to this cold and flu season. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.